up along the way. But he knew the path was set, and as long as he could move, suppose, and push, he'd keep walking it. The coming morning started before daylight, which wasn't unusual for Musk, but this time the air around him felt heavier. The launch had been a corner, but the real work began subsequently. SpaceX's operations center was formerly buzzing when he walked by. Defenses glowed with lines of telemetry data streaming from the boat as it sped through deep space. Masterminds traced the flight path with the intensity of surgeons covering a twinkle. You could tell everyone understood the stakes: a wrong correction burn, a misestimated gravitational help, or a detector failure could turn an indefectible launch into a drifting monument to mortal overconfidence. Musk headed straight for the Deep Space Navigation Office. The lead line specialist briefed him on the boat's solar array deployment, energy effectiveness, and long-range dispatches. Everything looked good, but Musk had a way of catching anomalies before they bloomed into problems. He goggled at the figures a long time, tapping one cutlet smoothly on the edge of the press. Eventually, he jounced. The boat was on track. But he didn't relax. He infrequently did. As the platoon continued their checks, Musk walked towards Starbase isolated call room, where a high bandwidth feed linked directly to the Mars operations network. The videotape connection flitted on, revealing the innards of the remote operations mecha thousands of kilometers down. It was filled with specialists assaying drone wharf spots, niche assembly sequences, and environmental data scraped from satellites ringing Mars. Musk spoke with them still, outlining his prospects for the forthcoming deployment. He didn't dingy orders. He didn't need to. His presence tended to edge the room like cold water hitting hot essence. Latterly in the morning, he met with the Tesla division working on the coming generation of energy storehouse units. People frequently assumed Musk floated above his companies, appearing only for adverts or big opinions, but the verity was the contrary. He dug into the details: accoutrements, force chain breakdowns, lithium berth backups, thermal raw statistics, effects most CEOs no way bother to learn. He spent hours with masterminds agitating the redesign of a cooling manifold that had been overheating during extended stress tests. You could see his brain shifting gears between diligence with an ease that made other directors dizzy. When autumn arrived, he moved on to Neuralink. The atmosphere there was different, quieter, more clinical. The walls felt nearly too clean, and the constant hum of lab outfit created a background that made mortal speech sound softer. Musk entered a defined room where a brace of test subjects were performing tasks through their implanted interfaces. Simple movements, first controlling a cursor, relating objects on a screen, rephrasing commands into digital movement. Each success wasn't just a specialized achievement. It was a step toward a future where neurological diseases might be treated at their source. The lead scientist handed Musk a tablet showing the rearmost cortical exertion patterns. He studied them without blinking. The signals were clearer than anything they'd captured ahead. That kind of progress wasn't just a scientific corner, it was a hint that long-term pretensions, the bones people called insolvable or dystopian, depending on their point of view, were inching near. But Musk wasn't interested in grand statements. He concentrated on practical problems: gesture declination, invasive procedures, clean neural interpretation. Progress had to be real before it could be revolutionary. He stayed longer than planned, hearkening to the masterminds describe an unanticipated advance in signal contraction. The room lit up with energy as they explained it. Musk paced back and forth, absorbing every detail. You could see the bus turning as he began connecting this advance to 100 other ideas: medical treatments, AI backing, long-distance communication for Mars, mortal machine problem, working during extremities. His mind didn't work linearly. It jumped ahead, pulled ideas together, broke them piecemeal, also rebuilt them stronger. By evening, he was back at his office, but he didn't sit. He stood near the window, surveying the horizon, as if awaiting the future to take physical form. The day had been a waterfall of progress, yet none of it felt final. That was the strange thing about Musk's achievements: no way sounded to land for him. They passed through him like wind, conceded but not dwelled on. His focus was always anchored to the coming challenge, the coming hedge, the coming piece of the mystification. When a security officer stopped by to check on him, Musk slightly noticed. He was buried in a series of dispatches from the Mars platoon reporting new data on wind patterns around one of the planned wharf zones. A dust storm was erupting earlier than anticipated. Musk zoomed in on the rainfall maps, studying the swirling conformations. Utmost people would have signed it off as a planetary quip. He saw it as a problem that had to be answered now, not latterly. He called the atmospheric platoon, bandied contingency plans, and ordered a simulation rehearsal using streamlined inputs. His voice was calm, but the sense of urgency was unmistakable. Indeed, a small misapprehension could peril months of medication. The wharf module wasn't designed for chaos, it was designed for perfection. Musk was about to let a storm rewrite his timeline. Hours passed before the new simulations finished recycling. When the results came by, Musk's shoulders eventually eased. The storm would shift course before the wharf window. It was into trouble. Not this time. He sat down for the first time in what felt like days. The room was quiet except for the faint hum of electronics. On his office were heaps of reports, sketches of unborn boat variants, and pieces of prototypes he'd taken piecemeal himself. To anyone differently, it might have looked insolvable to manage. To him, it was simply the work needed to push humanity forward. Just before night, he transferred a final communication to his brigade's a brief note admitting the day's progress and outlining what demanded to be hereafter. No motivational speeches, no theatrics, just clarity. People undervalued how important stability a clear direction could bring. In surroundings full of query, leadership was ent loud. It was precise. When he stepped outdoors, the air was cold, the stars sharp against the dark. He broke, gaping up at them. Nearly out there, the boat was sculpturing its path toward Mars, carrying humanity's first attempt at robotization on another world. He breathed sluggishly, letting the weight of it settle inside him. It was ent pride that filled him. It was responsibility. And responsibility was heavier than any rocket he'd ever launched. The ensuing days unfolded like a tensing curl. Everything was moving forward, but the pace had accelerated to the point where indeed seasoned brigades felt the strain. Musk, still, sounded to settle into the pressure as if it were familiar terrain. He spent the early hours in the SpaceX monitoring center again, watching. Be affected? Masterminds reran simulations while Musk observed the results. Each adaptation was small but critical. A minor error could compromise the module's capability to serve singly upon Wharf. Latterly, Musk reviewed the Neuralink integration data from Levy's in extended insulation tests. Cognitive performance criteria indicated minor, but meaningful declines under dissembled stress and confinement. Musk considered how adaptive neural support systems could enhance internal adaptability, linking real-time neural feedback to automated niche systems. The idea was ambitious astronauts could admit cognitive support, environmental adaptations, and task prioritization recommendations from the niche itself, mollifying the goods of insulation and stress. Musk sketched implicit interface fabrics, allowing through contingencies and signal processing, apprehensive that every detail signified in conditions where humans would be fully dependent on technology. As evening fell, Musk stepped outdoors compactly. The air was cold and dry, carrying the faint smell of ozone from the testing outfit. Above him, stars burned still, indifferent to mortal ambition, while far further, the independent module drifted steadily toward Mars. Musk contemplated the enormity of what was unfolding. Every computation, every insomniac night, every precise adaptation had brought humanity closer to establishing a base on another world. The weight of responsibility was immense, but it was balanced by a sense of progress, a quiet assurance that careful planning and grim oversight were paying off. Returning to the operations center, Musk reviewed logs and vindicated simulations formerly more. Systems were stable, dispatches dependable, and redundancies functional. Yet he didn't loiter on accomplishment. For Musk, success was always provisional, a transitory alignment of variables that demanded ongoing attention. He acclimated parameters for late monitoring, cross-referenced contingency protocols, and assured that every platoon knew exactly what conduct to take should an unanticipated event do. The night would be long, but the charge continued, moving step by precise step toward a future that humanity had only dared to imagine. Night had completely settled over the launch complex, leaving the starship and the independent niche module flashing beneath the floodlights. Musk remained in the operations center long after utmost of the staff had departed. The soft hum of ministry and the gleam of dozens of defenses were the only signs of life. Telemetry aqueducts, environmental readings, and independent system logs filled the observers, each data point representing innumerous computations, trials, and tests. Musk moved among them with deliberate perfection, surveying for anomalies, anticipating issues, and attesting redundancies. Indeed, minor diversions could escalate in space, and he treated every signal with the same careful scrutiny he'd cultivated over decades. A new alert drew his attention, a slight communication detention with one of the relay satellites. It was minor, nearly inconsequential, but Musk responded incontinently. He traced the signal path, counting for orbital shifts, signal hindrance, and spare systems. Within twinkles, he linked the cause, a minor timing misalignment in a backup relay, and instructed the platoon on a corrective protocol. The adaptation restored full communication, buttressing the stability of the independent module's line. Musk didn't celebrate. To him, the absence of failure was simply the birth, not a triumph. Latterly, he convened a small group for a final review of the module's deployment sequence. Every selector, detector, and automated function had to perform faultlessly upon wharf. Musk scanned each step, asking detailed questions about edge cases and contingencies. However, how does it affect solar panel alignment and structural stability? He asked, if in selector misfires by indeed a bit of an alternate. Masterminds ran simulations in real time, conforming algorithms under his vigilant eye. Musk observed quietly, intermediating only when a critical gap appeared. The room moved with quiet intensity, propelled by the knowledge that failure was not an option and that every correction signified. As night approached, Musk turned to Neuralink telemetry. Levies and long, duration insulation simulations showed stable neural patterns, but subtle stress pointers suggested the need for adaptive support. Musk contemplated integrating these neural perceptivity into the niche module's automated systems, allowing unborn astronauts to maintain cognitive function, focus, and problem, working capability under extreme conditions. He envisaged an intertwined system where mortal neural feedback and environmental controls worked in tandem, anticipating challenges before they arose. It was an ambitious and delicate balance, one that could determine the well-being of future crews. Eventually, the operations center voided, leaving Musk alone with the hum of systems and the gleam of observers. He walked among the consoles, reviewing logs, conforming parameters, and attesting contingency plans for the night cycle. Success was no way final in his view. It was a transitory alignment of variables that needed constant alert. Every computation, every insomniac night, and every precise decision had been for this moment a mortal, designed system traveling autonomously toward another world, able of sustaining life in the harshest conditions. Before leaving, Musk stepped outdoors one last time. The night sky stretched endlessly over, stars sharp and cold, indifferent yet constant. Nearly out there, the independent module moved steadily toward its destination, the capstone of decades of planning, invention, and grim attention to detail. Musk stood quietly, absorbing both the weight of responsibility and the quiet exhilaration of progress. The future he'd envisaged for so long was unfolding now, in precise supplements, guided by careful medication and unwavering resoluteness. And while the charge was far from over, each step, each decision, and each adaptation was bringing humanity near to a reality that had formerly was only an imagination.